So, what kind of attention are they attracting, and why? Well, sometimes flowers provide shelter for insects, a place to lay eggs, for instance. But usually the attraction is food, nectar and pollen. Nectar is mainly a sugar solution, while pollen is a grain made up of part of the plant cell structure. In both nectar and pollen production, quality and quantity vary over time, but they're always related to the needs of the pollinator. You can see that the relationships between pollinators and plants are delicate, so any number of factors can disturb them. Human development is one, and agriculture is generally believed to be the most harmful. It can fragment habitats in a variety of ways, reducing the number of pollinators, which in turn may reduce the number or size of the flowers, which of course affects the animals that feed on them. Exotic plant species not native to the area can move in and compete. Even bees brought in to pollinate crops can alter natural pollen dispersal systems of rainforest plants. On the other hand, recent studies have shown that the disruption of one aspect of the pollination cycle doesn't usually lead to the extinction of other species. It turns out that plant-pollinator relationships are more adaptable to change than we thought. So really, it's hard to know just how agriculture affects the pollination of plants.
What is the lecture mainly about? What does the professor say is the ideal pollinator for a plant? According to the professor, what are some features of a flowering plant that can affect how attractive it is to pollinators? Why does the professor mention bats? According to the lecture, what can be inferred about a royal water lily whose flowers are red? What is the professor's opinion about the effect of agriculture on pollination ecology?